Liz was very close to her cousin Rob. They were like brothers and sisters, but she had not seen him in a long time. And one day she got a phone call from Rob saying that he was coming into town and asking if she would come and pick him up at the airport. And so Liz went to the airport so eager to see her beloved cousin again, whom she hadn't seen in a long time. She kept on going back and looking at the flight information to see if the plane would be on time. She sat at the gate looking through the window for his plane to arrive. Jack had a lot of anxiety in his life. He was he had a big problem that he was facing. And always in the past, a good friend who had offered counsel and advice to him was Joe. And so he called Joe up and he asked to get together with him for a cup of coffee at a local coffee shop. And as Jack waited for his friend Joe to come, he kept on watching the door of the coffee shop, eager for Joe to appear. We begin the season of Advent, and it prompts us to ask ourselves the question, who we wait for. Who do we wait for? We only wait for those whom we love. We only wait for those who are important to us. Advent causes us to ask the question, will we wait for Jesus? Do we wait for Jesus? Are we wakeful to his coming in our lives? Are we looking for it? Advent is a season in which the themes are watching, waiting, and wakefulness. Waiting and wakefulness because Advent means, as you know, coming. So waiting and wakefulness, like Liz had looking for her cousin Rob, like Jack had awaiting the arrival of his friend Joe who would help him out. These are themes of Advent. They are also biblical themes as well. For example, in Psalm 25, verse 5, the psalmist prays, you, O Lord, are my Savior. I wait for you all the day. And of course, we heard in our gospel today, Jesus talking about, be alert, be watchful. You do not know the hour when your master will come. Waiting and wakefulness are also contemplative themes. That is, they are themes of the science of prayer. St. John of the Cross says that contemplation is a loving looking at God. But we might also say that contemplation is a loving looking for God. And so, in this Advent season that we are coming to, it calls us to watch, to wait for the Lord, to be alert and wakeful for signs of the Lord's presence. You can start doing that by adopting the daily discipline as this new liturgical year begins, as this new season begins, of spending time in the Scriptures each day with the attitude of waiting for the Lord to reveal himself to you. That is what St. Paul said in our second reading. He said, as wait for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus himself is waiting to reveal himself to us. To open the Scriptures each day, either reading the readings that the church gives us for each day, or using a scripture prayer aid like our little booklets, One Bread for One Body, that are out in the narthex that have been very popular. They're excellent aids to reading scripture. That might be a good discipline to adopt in Advent to be wakeful to the Lord's revelation to us, to approach the scriptures again as I am looking for the Lord. I am waiting for him to reveal himself to me. Also, Advent invites us to look for, lovingly, opportunities to give love. But what is more challenging than that, perhaps, is to be unhurried enough during Advent to receive love from others. That sometimes is more challenging for us, but it's a way of watching and waiting for the Lord. And as I said, waiting and wakefulness are contemplative themes, themes of the science of prayer. Some people, when they think of prayer, they think of saying things like petitions or praying the rosary or things like that. And all those are good ways of praying. But we sometimes forget that prayer also means waiting and wakefulness. It means sitting quietly before the Lord. Do you know many times I hear in the confessional people struggling with anger. And I think that anger is always a sign that there is not enough silence in our lives. And that is what Advent invites us to do, is to sit in silence and wait and be wakeful for the Lord. Just in silence. Just like Liz waited and waited, was wakeful to the arrival of Rob on the plane. Just like Jack was wakeful and waiting for his friend Joe. To sit with that attitude before the Lord Jesus, and we might be surprised at what might happen. So Advent invites us to take a contemplative stance to life, to look for the Lord with love, to long for his coming in our lives. We only wait for those whom we love and who are important to us. Jesus is important enough, is worth it for us to wait for. Hopefully we love him enough to wait for him. Now, if you want to get him on the internet, though, here's the address. www.advent.coming. And the www stands for Waiting, Watching, Wakefulness.